Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami, really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
That'll hook.
Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends, what do you think of your new open produced so eloquently by Tricia Siegman?
So much legitimate content to actually address in the time we have, but I need to start with the fun stuff. That's amazing. I thank you very much. It has brought joy to my sad world.
I'm glad. I'm so glad
You're
to hear that.
Quite welcome,
she worked hard on that for you.
Now, keep in mind, I thought it sounded better when I did it. Little did I realize I was mumbling into a phone, and that's the best that we can do. So I apologize for really overselling that, and for that, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The second thing, before we get to the content, I heard somebody talking about a mall, and if I'm not mistaken, it's the Chesterfield Mall?
That is correct.
Okay. When I was a little kid and my youngest cousin was actually a child, for whatever reason, my uncle used to get her to say in this, like, old 95-year-old former woman smoker voice, "I got to lay off the Chesterfield." So whenever I hear the word Chesterfield, I think of my now, gosh, what is she, 27, 20, maybe, no, she's like 29-year-old cousin as a little baby going, "I got to lay off the Chesterfield." So.
You know, I think Ronald Reagan did ads for Chesterfield cigarettes years ago. I remember seeing an ad for that, like in a magazine or something, that he smoked Chesterfield.
Wow, that's next level.
I know. Yeah, the decimation of malls. I don't know what it's like up on the East Coast, but around here they just fail all the time these days, and people are going to these outdoor outlets where you have to walk in the cold. I don't understand
what's
led to.
Doesn't make sense here.
No,
yeah,
not
it's
at
hard
all.
Here.
No.
Yeah. It makes sense in Los Angeles, you know, no, when you have the Grove, I believe. I should know this. I lived there for 8 years. But it's great. It's open air, but it's also Los Angeles. And the climate allows for that to be an economically viable option. You know, Maine, not so much.
No, yeah, or St. Louis this time of year.
Right.
That's for sure. So we're hopeful that people get some kind of joy out of that and start going back over there other than for a movie theater. That's about all that's left. There's a Macy's. It's kind of sad. It's okay. Amazon, right? I don't know about you. If I need something, the first place I go these days is Amazon, and it's usually on my porch in about 24 hours. It's amazing.
And you know, I hate the environmental impact of it. I hate making Bezos the biggest gazillionaire in the history of man, but at the end of the day, my time is worth something, and Amazon could not possibly be easier.
No, it couldn't. And now you can return things at like Kohl's,
yeah,
which is amazing. That's an amazing idea on their part. Get you in the door of the brick and mortar store too. Todd, I saw you were covering the Bloomberg mess this morning.
Yeah, so much content. Let's do Bloomberg first, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm using this as my warm-up act for Varney, because I'm going to be talking about this in a little bit.
Good.
So here's my take on this whole thing. There's so much that we need to break down. I'm going to start on a contrarian view, at least when it comes to the farmer comment. You guys are out there in agrarian country. I'm assuming, Mark and gang, you know some farmers, correct?
Absolutely.
Going into Thursday, how many of those farmers were planning on voting for Michael Bloomberg?
Probably none of them.
Okay. So is this going to change the farmer's mind?
Probably
no,
not.
No, but I think it certainly gives you a glimpse into the ego of this guy who's convinced that he's that much superior, that what he knows is so much more difficult than what you understand if you support farming.
Great point on the ego. I think the bigger play in terms of sound bites is Bloomberg wants to kill grandma.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because everybody has a grandma. And, you know, I'm not a farmer. So that comment, while I view it as elitist and the whole Hillary Clinton deplorable thing, that doesn't attack me as viscerally as we're pulling the plug on grandma.
So you know, Todd, for people that didn't hear the grandma bite, let's play it real quick.
You show up with prostate cancer and you're 95 years old. You should say, go and enjoy, have a nice dream, lead a long life. There's no cure, and you can't do anything. If you're a young person, we should do something about it.
Yeah, so I wonder how Ruth Bader Ginsburg fits into that picture.
Great point. I mean, say what you will about politics. Personally, as a human, I am pulling for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Why?
Yes.
One, because she was my dad's civil procedure professor in law school. But two, because I'm a Christian and, you know, we support life. And I want this woman to, you know, keep on keeping on. And I want nothing bad to happen to her. So does Bloomberg want, you know, RBG to go DOA? You know, I don't know. And I think that's a tough one. Everybody seems to be focusing, though, on the farmers. And then there's, of course, there is the comment about the unemployability or non-great workplace skills of blacks and Latinos that, boy, for the current state of the Democratic Party, that cannot help him going into a debate. And by the way, congrats, Mike Bloomberg. You've qualified to be ripped apart at the seams this week in a debate by getting 19% of the vote or 19% in the polls.
I think it's going to be eye opening for people. The only thing most people know about Mike Bloomberg is that he used to be the mayor of New York and he runs slickly produced ads. But that's a very different image than the sort of nasal tone Mike Bloomberg you're going to get when he's on stage. You know, he's 77 years old. He's just
right.
as old as Biden and Bernie and everybody else up there. People are going to have they're going to walk away with a different image of Bloomberg, I think, after this debate in Nevada, where he's not even on the ballot out there.
And I have to say this comment now because all this could change following the debate. But what I find absolutely fascinating is Bloomberg is so antithetical at his real core, not the core that he's developed over the course of the last 6 months to a year or maybe more in light of Trump, but his real core you saw in New York City when he carried out in a very liberal city a number of significant policies that, quite frankly, have been applauded by Republicans since that point in time and for the 12 years that he was mayor, actually kept the city going pretty strong following whatever Giuliani did, which was bring the city back from the depths of badness,
despair,
if you will.
Yeah.
So not only is Bloomberg running against these Republican ideals, ruining any chance he had at sort of picking off some maybe never Trumpers, but he is these comments that are coming out from when he was really Bloomberg are now destroying him with the liberal base of the Democratic Party. But nevertheless, despite all that, he's polling pretty well.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to be happening in the Democratic field? The fact that he is literally between a rock and a hard place. Nobody likes him, yet he's polling as well as he is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. Todd Pyro, my guest this morning from Fox and Friends. And, you know, I noticed over the weekend or maybe yesterday or the day before, you were working on a story asking a very important question surrounding Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And before we get to that, I have to point out to you that my esteemed producer over here, Tricia, got engaged on Valentine's Day. How about that?
This year?
Yes,
this
just
year.
A few days ago.
Oh, beautiful. Congratulations. Love is awesome.
Thank you very much.
I
have to agree.
The very important question that Todd Pyro was asking to people on the street is, could you date and or marry somebody who had a different political opinion than you? Is that
right.
Is that not the way you pose the question?
That's 100% accurate, and the results were fascinating. You know, typically when we go man on the street, you get one answer from one side and one answer from another side. Here, you know, it's a political question, but it's not like a partisan question, you know what I mean? So we were asking people, and we got weird answers from everybody. So I found that fascinating.
Did you draw a consensus? I mean, did most people say they
no.
could still love and or date somebody whose political opinion was maybe a polar opposite of theirs?
Yes, some people said yes, some people said no, but I mean, I'm sure you could run a statistical analysis of all the sound bites that we got in this data crazy world. Mark Cox, I'm not going to do that for you. I'm just going off of my gut instinct based upon the answers we heard, and it seems like we got a lot of different answers, which is interesting. I digress for a moment, though. In my congratulations there, I had another sound bite, and I said, love is awesome. I'm just saying, if we could work that into the intro, this intro is going to be 57 minutes, but I'm just saying, it would make me happy.
Noted.
Trisha feels like she knows you on a personal level now,
Todd.
She
knew you were going to ask for something.
She said before we started, I bet he's going to say something and want it worked into the next open.
Wow. You guys know me too well there in St. Louis. Beautiful. I love it.
I love the question, though, of it, just to get back to the Valentine's Day question again. And I don't know the answer to that. I certainly dated people who didn't agree with me politically. But I don't know the whole James Carville, Mary Madeline thing. I don't know how that would work out for me. The Kellyanne Conway and her husband thing. I don't know how those two people live in the same house.
I disagree with you on this. And I said this on Dana Perino on the Daily Briefing. I'm literally going off of base attraction, at least on the dating question. And then the things that you look for in a date. Marry, I don't know, maybe I'll say the jury's out on that one. But on dating, maybe I'm superficial, Mark Cox. Please don't add that to the open.
Please do.
But I don't know. I don't want to get myself in trouble. There are certain things that I'm looking for in a relationship when I'm about to start a relationship. And for me, yes, there's a list. That way I don't sound so superficial. But your political leanings are not in the top three, let's say.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna, and didn't, because I've been married happily for almost 27 years. I'm not saying
congrats.
That. Yeah, thank you. I'm not saying that I would ask for somebody's bank statement. It's not going to go that far. But if we're dating and you support somebody like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, who clearly have never balanced a checkbook in their life, there's a good chance I'm looking at my options at that point.
Well, you are a stunningly beautiful man, Mark Cox.
Well, I'm just saying.
You do have options.
I'm looking around. I am definitely looking around at that point.
I don't know how much time I have remaining, but I am off to the road, Mark Cox. I have my suitcase, the big suitcase packed.
Is it a secret, or are you allowed to tell us where you're going?
I'm allowed to say.
Okay, please.
I think I am.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll get in trouble. It'll happen later. Tomorrow, off to Arizona for the Trump rally on Wednesday night. Then diner on Thursday morning, live from Arizona, where we will talk about the Trump rally and talk to people about what they thought about the Trump rally. And then Friday, a weird noontime rally. Granted, it's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and we'll be in Vegas for that. But still, it's cool. A midday rally, if you will, for Trump, and then diner on Saturday morning.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll be sure and tune in and check that out. You know, I was really surprised because Bernie Sanders, who's got like a, I don't know, a 20-point lead in Nevada right now, drew almost 11,000 people to a rally there the other day.
Yeah?
So
yeah,
I know. He's got momentum.
I said some comments about the Bernie rally being calm. Remember when we were on last week, I said Bernie people were calm. The things that I've seen recently, not so calm, but maybe just New Hampshire. But yeah, I mean, great point. He cannot be discounted. And you're seeing the people in the know talking about that, on the radio, on TV. And there's somebody very, very senior here who last May, and this guy's a very, very, I don't want to give away his name, but he's a very, very bright guy, said, who do you think is going to win? Without hesitation, said Bernie. And this is a smart guy, so don't sleep on Mr. Sanders.
No. You know, and the thing about it is it gives me great joy to watch that, because I do not believe, in my heart of hearts, I do not believe voters in the United States of America will overwhelmingly vote to elect a committed socialist to the highest office in the land. I don't know how that could happen. And if it does, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at other options.
Would he get the farmers?
I don't know. If they think they need a free giveaway, maybe.
Would he get grandma? 95-year-old grandma before Bloomberg kills her.
He would not get grandma. No.
All right.
Good stuff, Todd. Hey, have a great week, my friend. We'll look forward to your reports from the diner. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.